Ryan Flournoy was one of the offensive standouts of Tuesday's joint practice against New Orleans. Named alongside George Pickens and Jake Ferguson in Randy Gerzy's review at Cowboys on SI, a first-team practice against another team's defense, with CeeDee Lamb and Pickens both on the field. For a third receiver whose spring reputation was built partly during the Alpha's absences, being singled out with everyone present is the right kind of mention. Saturday, he was not part of the young receiver group that started the 34-13 win in Arizona. Grant Afseth at Dallas Sports Journal listed Anthony Smith, Camden Brown, and Jonathan Mingo with the opening unit, which reads as Flournoy being handled with the roster-safe veterans in a game most starters sat, per the Associated Press. The name behind him is the week's development worth watching honestly. Camden Brown, the undrafted rookie, caught a 70-yard ball from Joe Milton and finished with 77 yards on two catches, per Kurt Daniels at the team's website, 1 week after a two-touchdown game against Seattle. That is bubble player production against backups, aimed at a roster spot rather than at Flournoy's job, and no reporting this week suggested the third receiver pecking order has moved. But two straight loud games is how a camp legend starts, and if the conversation starts handing Brown more than a roster spot, it will be running ahead of the evidence. Back in June, we called Flournoy's third receiver job real, and his ceiling capped by arithmetic, behind two alphas who combined for over 250 targets last season. A standout day with the full room present is the job holding on merit. The arithmetic has not moved. The checkable things, whether Flournoy plays in the preseason finale or stays wrapped with the starters, and how many receivers Dallas keeps behind the top three when rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, will check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.